We are taking another look at employment. Now, RNIB has lots of help for people seeking work, or perhaps those who are in work and going through sight loss, and for employers as well. We'll give you some contact details a little bit later. I'm going to concentrate, though, on some work around coronavirus. Now, we have with us Dan Williams from Visualize Training Consultancy. Dan, thanks very much for joining us. You're also on a working age group panel with RNIB.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. Yeah, so my name's Dan Williams. I am also part of the working age panel for RNIB, where there's a group of working age people who are either employed or self-employed that work with RNIB to help shape the direction of their employment strategy, and also helping them to look at any resources or information that's put out around employment to sort of give a blind and partially sighted person's perspective on it before it sort of goes live to the general public. So I really appreciate working on that panel.
I suppose at the moment, things like that are very important. We look at the sort of coronavirus situation, which is difficult, I suppose, if you're looking for work, if you're in work, and indeed for perhaps employers as well, when you add sight loss into that mix.
Yeah, definitely. And I think for all of these different resources, and we've got videos and different guides, which is amazing. But I think the main thing is, if you ask the individual what they need and try and work together, and if you need advice and expertise, then you contact RNIB. But the main thing is, ask the individual. And RNIB have got a wealth of information on coronavirus, going back into the workplace with a visual impairment, and that's for employers and for employees, a wealth of knowledge on the RNIB website.
It's difficult enough, I suppose, you're blind or partially sighted. You're having to take into consideration things like social distancing, going into work environments, and I suppose for employers as well, it's making an environment secure for all staff, but you know, taking into consideration that some of your staff may have sight problems as well.
Yeah, definitely. And RNIB have come up with a really useful video for employers, which highlights all of the different challenges that blind and partially sighted people may have going back into the workplace. So things such as screens, you know, thinking about clear screens, making sure that you put manifestations on the screen so that people can actually see the screen. Thinking about things like that when employees with visual impairment are going around the office, that there's hand sanitizing stations that are maybe different color. All of these different things, markings on the floor, maybe tactile markings or visual color contrasted markings, so that it makes it easier for the individual with a visual impairment to navigate the office. But also, that video could be shared with other employees to make employees more aware generally of the needs of blind and partially sighted colleagues as well.
Not exactly looking for massive changes to what's already there, just making things more accessible. And a lot of it really comes down to communication between employees, employers, and I suppose organisations like yourself and RNIB.
Small things make a big difference. And, you know, blind and partially sighted people also just need to be included within the planning stage in the next couple of months. You know, the restrictions are going to loosen, and therefore blind and partially sighted need to be part of that planning process. So if you've got blind and partially sighted employees, have a chat with them, find out what they might need when they return to work. Do they need a workplace assessment? Do they need an accessibility audit to make sure that, you know, it's going to be as inclusive as possible for them? And like I said, the small things make a difference. And if you just ask, then the person can tell you what they need. A lot of it is around thinking about, when we come out of lockdown, how is a person who's blind or partially sighted going to integrate back into the office? Do you have a hot desk policy? Do they need a desk in one place or near the fire escape, or, you know, that type of thing? So some of the solutions can be quite simple.
I suppose when you think about home working as well, you know, that comes into play with so many of us now working at home. You know, it can be not perhaps a simple process, but an easier process for an employer to have their staff who have sight loss working from home as well.
Yeah, definitely. And that can also be a benefit to both parties. But equally, there's going to be a lot of people that have a visual impairment that are equally, like the general population, probably eager to get back to work, to get back that social contact as well. It's also making sure that you don't just think, oh, well, it's going to be easier for the blind or partially sighted person to stay at home and work from home. Because if they want to come back into the workplace, they should be given that opportunity as well. Because there's a danger of, you know, we get all the people with disabilities not to come back into the workplace as well, because we as employers may not want to or can't be bothered to make those adjustments, which are very simple.
There are, as you say, Dan, some simple solutions. Communication is the key. And if you would like to find out what is on offer from RNIB, any help, advice and support, do have a look at the website rnib.org.uk or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999999 and speak to the employment team. Dan, thanks so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.